My burden from here on out, at least for a while, is to deal directly with the New World Order. When the Lord brought back the visions that I shared with you, of course, there were many others that I didn't have time to share, but have shared on and off throughout our time together in the gatherings or online. He brought us together to destroy the stronghold of the New World Order in this country and to make impossible what they have determined they are going to breed in America. Now, I want to say before I say any more, I want to say this, that when God, you can see this in his word as well, not just in today's life, but God will sometimes speak a word that, well, for instance, one of the words that are right ahead of us will speak a word such as that Trump is going to be the next president. And right there, in the midst, when we think it's going to happen immediately, automatically, it doesn't. I found a vision that God gave me a few years ago. And in the vision, I saw that Trump temporarily left the presidency and then returned. I'd completely forgotten about that experience. But what many of the prophets were saying but didn't understand themselves is that when God says Trump is going to be the next presidency, the next president, he means it. He's not playing with words. He means it. Biden is in the White House, but that doesn't make him the president. What makes him the president is the votes of the people, which he didn't get. And that is going to come out. I believe with all my heart it will. Further, when he was inaugurated, that's the second step of establishing him as the president. But listen to this. The inauguration of America's president has to happen in a very specified way. If it doesn't, he's not the president. And as it turned out, Biden was not inaugurated properly. He wasn't voted in properly. He wasn't inaugurated properly. So although he's in the White House, he's there illegally. And Trump, as much as he can in some areas, and more in other areas, is going about business being the president of this nation. God has a work for him to do, and I believe that's going to continue until Trump's time is over. So just because what we see with our eyes doesn't align with the words we thought we heard doesn't mean we are not playing through the words we heard. It's just happening in a very strange way. So the Lord does that. You see instances like that in the Bible, not just, you know, in our present time, in history. It's just the way he is. He doesn't always talk that way, but sometimes he does, and you can't negate it when he does. So we are on track, and I don't want you to feel ashamed to defend God. It's okay. Even if people look at you like you're really strange, the time right around the corner, they're going to be looking at you like, how did you know? So we don't worry about that. God is the supreme prophet over all. He's king over all. He's Lord over all. But he's also prophet over all. And the New World Order, what they are doing right now, trying to propagate their own kingdom upon one deception after another, this is the way life will be for all those who follow them. They cannot live by truth because they've been built by deception. So when you bring forth a tree, if you plant an orange tree in the orchard of oranges, orange grove, or whatever they call it, if you plant an orange tree there and all the trees around it are apples, it's not going to make the orange tree an apple. You're going to get what you plant. And the New World Order at this time in history, and has been from the beginning, has been being raised, if you will, in the rhythms and tones of deception. You can't plant that and bring forth an honest tree. It's not possible. So when you hear those that you have heard are with the New World Order, and you hear them saying this thing or that, the best thing you can do is just turn around and walk away. But if you feel like you're one of the kinds that you have to say something, I understand. But speak the truth and don't believe the lie. God has been, is, and will always build his kingdom on truth. And because he is truth, because Christ is truth, and because his kingdom is truth, what is going to come forth from that kingdom is truth. Don't settle for less. Don't settle for the lies that they're propagating. Don't read the books that lie to you. Don't read the newspapers that lie to you. Don't watch the programs that lie to you. When you're on the internet, stay away from those verbal impulses that want to lie to you, whether you hear their voice or you don't. They want you exposed to it as much as possible until you finally believe the lie. They know they're lying. You must know that they're lying, and you must determine in your heart you're not going to listen to the lies because you are a child of truth. Someone might say, well, I've got to know what they're doing, and how am I going to know what they're doing unless I hear what they're saying? Well, that is exactly the wrong attitude to have. Because of all that they're saying, the one thing they are not saying is truth. And they're not saying what they're really going to do. It's all deception, delusion, illusion, lies. If that's frightening, the best thing you can do is keep your nose in the Bible. Listen to the way God talks. pay attention to how he communicates. Listen to his voice. Let your heart be enlarged for truth. Let it be cleansed of the deceptions of the world. And enlarged, softened for truth. Be a lover of light and a hater of darkness. Why? Because Jesus said, those who love darkness love it because it covers their lies, their sins. Those who love the light will come to the light because they love truth. So don't go to the light. Don't go to the darkness. Just remember, just like the old computer saying, garbage in and garbage out. If you're putting garbage into your mind when you need to know what to bring forth, you're only going to have garbage to choose from. If you're putting into your mind truth, then when you get ready to pull on it, what you will gain is truth. And that will direct your feet aright. The New World Order has been around for a long time, many decades, centuries. But that doesn't mean they need to own you. You can walk in total freedom in God, should you desire to. Father, we look at this terrible thread with which they sow, and we know more than we know our right hand from the left. We know the truth, and that their thread is destruction. It is destruction. No good can come out of it. You have been dealing and shaking and dealing with that system for 20 years that we know for sure, and you've been consistent in it. If the thing is not made from you and by you, it cannot stand. Neither can a house divided stand. It must be made on you, from you, by you, and it must be a house united if it is going to stand. Therefore, we know that this New World Order is going to crumble. Even if we were not declaring it, every time we prophesy, every time we decree, declare, we are wrapping a fabric around the New World Order that ensures its destruction. Therefore, we should be doing that every day. As we speak truth at the New World Order, it will destroy itself because it's not built on truth. Praying against it, it will fall. The church really can bring it down if the church will. We have the authority as a united community of believers. We have the ability. There are those who walk in supreme authority that are speaking against this organization. But even so, down to the young child, the Word of God is spirit and it is life. And it will bring the new world order down. Now, what I told you about the presidency, I said because between now and 2024, we may have a glitch. The glitch may continue for a while. They think they're going to win this world by 2022, the end of 2022, and they're not. It may seem like they're going to. It may seem even that they have walked into their purpose before it's over. But not to worry. God said no. 2024, America is going to be liberated. We're going to be a nation under liberty. And if that starts at the beginning of 2023, praise God. If it starts in the middle of 2023, praise God. But we do know that in 2024, we are going to be walking in freedom as a nation. Don't worry about how we get there. Stand. Stand, therefore, and stand some more. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. Put on the armor of God so you will not believe the lies and your mind will be covered and protected by truth. Put it on, leave it on, don't take it off. Don't put down your faith, don't put down the sword. Stay geared up and stand on truth. Don't let anyone take that away from you. Not even the devil can take truth away from you. You have to be willing to yield it up for him to get his grips on it. Don't do that. Hold fast, please, to the truth that God is trying to give you in this difficult hour. You will learn much from it. You will come out of it stronger than you've ever been before. But don't give up truth. Kick the lie out of the door. Don't let it enter into your head. Jesus said to watch what you hear. He also said to watch. I think it was who you hear. I don't think what you hear and how you hear. That's what he said. What you hear and how you hear. For the measure that you put into the hearing, you will get that much again at the end. So if what you're putting into your mind is deception by reading the things you shouldn't be reading, listening to what you shouldn't be listening to, and doubting the truth that you know, when you need truth to enable you to stand strong, what you will get is the garbage you put into your mind, the way you put it in. So you've never had a time in life when the principles that Jesus gave us to live by have been more important. And as we yield ourselves, oh dear Jesus, how beautiful you are. I love you, Lord. Sometimes my love for you is unbearable. It's so powerful. It's so overwhelming. I love you because you're beautiful in truth, and you're always truth. You never lie. It is up to us to understand what you mean when you speak, and to keep praying until we have the truth laid out in front of us. But don't ever call you a liar. You will not lie. You cannot lie. And I love you for that. You're beautiful because you're truth. I love you for that, Lord. By your grace, give these people strength to stand only on truth, only on light, that they are untouched by the ways and the wiles of darkness. Now, the next great benefit in doing it the way I'm asking you to do it, and with the way the Bible tells us to do it, is in doing it, you will become stronger, wiser, more knowledgeable, more understanding. You will begin to be able to see prophetically, even if you're not a prophet. Because God's voice, his words, are always prophetic in nature. He says today, but in that message about today, there is always the element of the future. So it is always prophetic in nature. If you live by truth, you will stand by truth, and truth will stand by you. It will give you the ability to stand when others fall. Truth will carry you through to the end, having learned the vital lessons of God, rejoicing in the richness of your God, the wonders of your God, and the things that he has destined for you in the days ahead. I really want to encourage you to get tonight's messages. You're going to want them. You're going to need them. But no matter what happens, if it just rolls out ever so nicely, then praise God. You've got this for later on if things get tripped up. But if we have to jump over a few potholes to get into the promise of 2024. The fact that there's going to be the outplaying of the revolution that we as a ministry have been talking about for 20 years. The fact that we are going to have to go through that to get to 2024 tells us that we're going to have some bumps in the road. But if your heart is set on truth, it won't move you. And that's what I want for you. You have ridden this ride, walked this path with us for 20 years for the healing of this nation. And I want to see you standing strong, tall, straight, and vibrant in God. When the gift is placed in our hands and America is wholly dependent on God and walking in its destiny by 2024. Amen.